Hello and welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you, whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis. I'm Lita.
I'm Ron.
And I'm Jean Marie.
Oh, she's Jean Marie.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I'm also very tired.
Oh, she's back. Collectively, we're the host of Podcast DX. On today's show, we are talking about sickle cell disease.
Ron, can you tell us what exactly is sickle cell disease?
According to the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, sickle cell disease is a group of inherited red blood cell disorders. In all types of sickle cell disease, at least one of the two abnormal genes cause a person's body to make hemoglobin S. When a person has two hemoglobin S genes, also known as hemoglobin SS, the disease is called sickle cell anemia.
Okay, I've heard of sickle cell anemia, I think, more than sickle cell disease. So there's more than one form of sickle cell disease then, huh?
Yes, there are, I think, six.
Oh, wow.
And if you'd like to learn about all of them, all of the types, you can check out our website at podcastdx.com.
Oh, okay. Well, how would you know that you have sickle cell anemia? Like, what are some of the symptoms of that?
Well, according to the National Institute of Health, early signs and symptoms of sickle cell disease include swelling of the hands and feet, symptoms of anemia, which include fatigue or extreme tiredness or jaundice. Over time, sickle cell disease can lead to complications such as infections, delayed growth, and episodes of pain called pain crisis. Most children who have sickle cell disease are pain-free between crises, but adolescents and adults may also suffer from chronic ongoing pain. So I guess children
have periods in between
where they're pain-free.
Right,
but as they get older. Yeah, as they get older, they don't.
Yeah, they have more chronic ongoing pain.
Right.
Yeah.
Yikes. Terrible. Over a lifetime, sickle cell disease can harm a person's spleen, brain, eyes, lungs, liver, heart, kidneys, penis, joints, bones, or skin.
Wow. So it's your whole, well, I guess everything that's, you know, where your blood goes.
Well, your blood goes everywhere. Yeah. But I guess those particular parts get damaged the worst.
Wow. It's a lot more than just anemia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez. Well, how does someone get sickle cell disease, Ron?
Well, as I said earlier, it's inherited.
Okay.
People who have sickle cell disease inherit two abnormal hemoglobin genes, one from each parent. The hemoglobin is a protein in red blood cells that carries oxygen throughout the body.
Okay. And they're normally round and then...
Well, we're going to go into
that. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, how is sickle cell anemia treated?
Treatments might include medications to reduce pain and prevent complications, and also blood transfusions.
Oh.
Yeah. A blood marrow transplant could also treat sickle cell.
Okay, well, can sickle cell disease be cured?
Well, according to the Mayo Clinic, bone marrow transplant, also known as stem cell transplant, offers the only potential cure for sickle cell anemia.
Okay.
It's usually reserved for people younger than age 16 because the risks increase for people older than 16.
Okay.
Finding a donor is difficult, though, and the procedure has serious risk associated with it, including death.
And actually, I think we recently heard about a donor who was donating bone marrow and actually passed away because of heart complications, pre-existing heart condition.
Right.
Jean, do you know if sickle cell, if it's common?
Well, according to the National Institute of Health, sickle cell disease affects millions of people worldwide. It is most common among people whose ancestors come from Africa, the Mediterranean countries such as Greece, Turkey, Italy, the Arabian Peninsula, India, and Spanish-speaking regions in South America, Central America, and parts of the Caribbean. So kind of all worldwide, and people of all different nationalities and backgrounds. However, sickle cell disease is the most common inherited blood disorder in the United States, and it affects between 70,000 and 80,000 Americans. That's a lot of people. The disease is estimated to occur in about 1 in every 500 African Americans here in the U.S. and about 1 in 1,000 to 1,500 Hispanic Americans here in the U.S.
From what I remembered, sickle cell, didn't that used to be considered a fatal disease? That's not true anymore, is it?
Well, yes and no. I found some information on the internet from a great site called Rethink Sickle Cell, and I'll put a link on our website. Historically, sickle cell disease was viewed as a pediatric condition with a life expectancy in the United States of just 14 years old. So that was bad. But today, as a result of advances in screening and interventions, people with sickle cell disease typically live into adulthood. It does tend to reduce the lifespan considerably. The average lifespan in the United States is 30 years less than the lifespan of the general population.
Wow.
So if the general population is 70, then the lifespan of sickle cell is 40.
Wow. Well, what attributes to that shorter lifespan?
Reduced life expectancy may be attributed to ongoing silent vaso-occlusion. And I'm sure you want to know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm breaking it down, but yeah. If you could break it down for us.
A vaso-occlusive crisis is a common painful complication of sickle cell anemia in adolescents and adults. When the circulation of blood vessels is obstructed by sickle curved red blood cells. Okay, let me explain what these sickle cells. They look like a crescent moon. So
sure.
They're not round. Okay?
Right.
So when the circulation of the blood vessels is obstructed by the sickled red blood cells, then ischemic injuries can result. I'm getting that deer in the headline look from my co-host here. Let me break it down a little bit more. Ischemia is a restriction in the blood supply to tissues, causing a shortage of oxygen that's needed for cellular metabolism to keep the tissues alive.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So the sickle cells, they're misshapen, they're curved, they look like a crescent moon, they're not round.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Red blood cells are supposed to be bringing oxygen to all parts of the body, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You hear the heads nodding. But with the sickle cells, the misshapen red blood cells, they can get stuck in the smaller blood vessels because they're kind of two crooked ones might get stuck together, you know, instead mm-hmm. of flowing nice. Then they block off blood temporarily to a leg or a hand, for instance, and the lack of oxygen-rich blood is called a crisis, and that will cause the pain. The most common complaint is pain, and this happens often enough. Instead of an arm or a leg, it happens in a kidney, lungs, a heart, and it can cause irreversible organ damage.
Or the brain.
Right, like a stroke, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the most severe forms is the acute chest syndrome, which occurs as a result of permanent damage or death to part of the lung that does the gas transfer, and that can rapidly result in death.
Wow. Well, I can see why someone's life expectancy is lessened because of this.
Mm-hmm.
Are there studies going on to try and find a cure?
Well, trials using new bone marrow and stem cell transplant procedures have cured a small number of some adults with sickle cell disease, and current research is exploring ways to reduce the risks of serious complications, including stroke, hypertension, respiratory problems, and vulnerability to overwhelming bacterial infections.
Okay, and I know there is an increased risk of stroke with this condition as well.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there's still a long way to go and research to be done, and I guess if you can donate blood, that's something that we all can do to help support people with this condition because they do. For the transfusions.
Right.
Absolutely. I guess that covers everything that we have on the topic right now. Lita, do you have anything else to add?
No, not really. I do know that because it takes two parents mm-hmm. with the genetic defect, well, not defect, but the genetic markers for it, people do get tested. Mm-hmm. And if they do each have sickle cell, the gene that will cause it, they might opt not to have children of their own and they might opt to adopt instead.
Right. And if they do have children, at least they'll be prepared for that, the eventuality that they may, if they have the trait, that they may pass it on and then their child can receive care. And they can also get a DNA test when they're born to see if they have sickle cell anemia.
Right. Well, thank God we've got genetic testing nowadays.
Okay. Well, I'm going to thank the scientists.
I guess we'll wrap it up. If our listeners have any questions or comments related to today's show, they can contact us at podcastdx@yahoo.com. And I have been getting a couple of extra comments and questions through our website, podcastdx.com, on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, or Instagram.
And if you have a moment to spare, please give us a 5-star review or any review you think is appropriate. We always accept constructive criticism wherever you get your podcast. As always, please keep in mind that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment, and always seek the advice of a physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regime. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on this podcast.
Till next week.